In Granby, Massachusetts, at Red Fire Farm, some fields are looking worse than others.
I mean, we have one field that we were irrigating early in the year with drip irrigation, and it was going fine. We were growing some of our early and summer cabbage there and broccoli and some kale.
Ryan Voiland and his wife own the 100-plus acre farm with a retail store and wholesale business.
That particular field we were irrigating from a stream. That stream suddenly just dried up.
Where he can irrigate, Voiland says things will grow okay, but he can't get to every field, and he has had to make some tough choices. Plants are visibly wilting because of this summer's severe drought. For many New England farmers, irrigation used to be a supplement for relatively regular rainfall. It takes Voiland an hour and a half just to set up this giant sprinkler and hose. It creeps along at a really slow pace. Most days during the drought, he's started watering at 4:30 in the morning, shuts it all down sometimes at 11 at night. That's after a full day of running the farm here and in Montague. Most summer crop harvests in Massachusetts will be smaller this year, at a time when inflation has made supplies more expensive, fuel costs and labor are really high. Voiland and other farmers have had to raise their prices. While heat and drought did make peaches sweeter this year, Ben Clark at Clarkdale Farm in Deerfield says it's been rough.
In western and central Mass, we have been in a pretty severe drought. It's the biggest drought in my memory, and my father's been farming for 50 years here. And this is the driest summer he's seen.
The trees in his fourth-generation orchard have been stressed. But older trees have deep roots. They find water, Clark says. They are bound to do better than the new types of trees he and other fruit growers are now planting.
You know, more efficiency, higher yields. They're small trees with a small root system and really need the water. They require it, otherwise they won't survive.
Clark is president of the Massachusetts Fruit Growers Association, which is looking ahead to the apple season, big business in New England. There will be less to harvest, Clark says, but there will be a crop. Hamid Belos and his wife manage a small urban farm in Wilbraham, Agric Organics. They sell a variety of vegetables at farmers markets around Springfield.
Carrots, you know, kale, collard greens, eggplants, and you know, we also have a small orchard on the farm that we get our fruits from.
Belos, who is also a pharmacist, says they lost a few thousand dollars with the drought, mostly the salad greens, which bolted early and went to seed. But this weather crisis is also a learning experience.
Something that we've just been doing is just trying to look for different ways to mitigate our crop loss and also to reduce the amount of water that has been evaporated from our fields.
Using wood chips between rows and leaving the weeds for shade, which Bellows says he learned growing up in Nigeria. The last major drought in western Massachusetts was in 2016. Since then, farmers are paying more attention to soil health, says Masood Hashemi at the University of Massachusetts Amherst's School of Agriculture. They're tilling less and growing cover crops after a harvest, he says, which means not leaving the field bare. All of this for the dirt helps create powerful microbes.
Those microbes are usually short-lived and they die within a few weeks. And once they die, they become organic matter of the soil. And organic matter work like a sponge, so they hold the water.
With this extreme weather brought on by climate change, some welcome rain fell earlier this week. If there's more of it, it could make all the difference for the winter squash and pumpkins that usually get picked off their vines in the fall. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.